Why is it necessary for us to say something is good and this is good and this is bad? Why is it necessary for man to do that?
To exalt one another.
We have an innate need based on the curse because of the fall to have the illusion of control, because we are born from a sorceress. What is it? What is Gary's favorite scripture say?
Isaiah 57.
Where's Gary?
He's hiding behind Betty.
Where's Betty? Where's
Gary's mother? I don't know. She's asleep. Isaiah 57. This is the definition of our lives as human beings. The righteous perisheth, and no man layeth it to heart. And merciful men are taken away, none considering that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come. He, the righteous one, shall enter the peace. They shall rest in their beds, each one walking in his uprightness, the ones that are of the righteous one. But draw near here, you are hither, you sons of the sorcerer, you seed of the adulterer and the whore. You understand, that's the human race. We're sons of the sorcerer. What is the function of a sorcerer, as we see in magic, or in the movies, or in literature? What's the purpose of it? There's always, like, I saw the preview, or the, not the preview, but the, whatever those things are on television, and where they preview a movie, what do they call it? Huh? No, they're previewing the movie.
Oh,
judging. Reviews. They review a movie, and they're reviewing the movie The Scorpion King. There's a woman in The Scorpion King that's starring. That's one of the. That's her role is to be the sorceress. But that is that any is that any different from your mother and father? Or is there any difference in you and I? You got to hear this. You got to get a handle on this. Otherwise, you'll never understand the gates of the gates of impurity.
Is that movie you're talking about the one with the rock?
Yeah. The righteous perisheth and no man layeth it to heart. Isn't that what happens in the world? Because of the seed of the righteous is the one that's, he's the light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. So the righteous perish daily, thousands, millions, and no man layeth it to heart. No man can. Because no man even can understand this mystery. You understand that it exists. You can't understand it without your death. Okay, where are you?
Oh, you just said kind of hit me how much the righteous man is perishing, and how much no one even was there to happen.
Right, like that's exactly it.
It's so of no concern to me.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but my point is this, and this is, I'm trying to think of some way that the scripture describes. So that you can understand the peril that you're in.
Well, you said, what is it that the sorceress does, or the wise, I don't remember what you said, but it's to usurp God. God is the creator. God is the cause. So we try to create, and we try to be the cause of something, or alter something to what we think is right or wrong.
Right. You got to get this. Otherwise, you'll never understand anything I ever talk about. You just sort of wander off one day.
The result of eating the tree.
That's right.
I will be like God.
We have to exercise the act of sorcery in order for us to even exist. If you remember, this is what I tried to tell you all those years we were doing the high places. I don't think anybody understood it. The depth to which the human race is fallen. The only thing you can prove by this book is the fallenness of mankind and the depth of that fallenness. That's the only thing you can prove from the Bible. Think about it. If you think about it, you're trying to be a sorcerer because you're trying to get it. So instead of mortifying yourselves, mortifying the flesh, instead of trying to just forget the self, even the act of trying to understand the mystery is sorcery. Right. All right. Whatsoever is a gain to me is a loss to Christ. You understand that I've been teaching this and speaking about it now for 30 years. I'm not too sure yet anyone understands yet the depth of the evil of the human race, of yourself, of us, of me. You probably understand the depth of evil of me, but you externalize it to something else. This is evil, or that's evil, or that's what the basis is. That's evil, that's good, that's bad, that's good. Okay, listen again then. The righteous perisheth, and no man layeth it to heart. The merciful man are taken away, and none considering. He shall enter into peace. They shall rest in their beds, each one walking in his uprightness, the one who knows who his uprightness is. But draw near hither, ye sons of the sorceress, the seed of the adulterer and the whore. Against whom do you sport yourself? Against whom do you make a wide mouth and draw out the tongue? Are you not children of transgression, a seed of falsehood? This is what Jesus said. You are of your father the devil. And whatever he does, you do. That's not somebody over there. That's not some movie. That's you. Let this sink in. And consider, in opposition to what it says, what Jesus said. To be his disciple, you must abandon yourself, pick up your cross, or accept your death. Abandon yourself, giving no thought of or about or for yourself in any dimension. Not even the you can't even give thought to yourself in terms of understanding the mystery. You have to be apprehended by it. If you are trying to apprehend it, it gets farther and farther away from you, because your deception becomes more and more, because you begin to think you're right, that this is good. Let this sink. You got it. Prove to me you understand it.
Across the tail end, the radio broadcast today, the service system, Highland Park Presbyterian, and the last thing that the minister said was, in the coming week, may you be an instrument of God's love. And it just hit me. Really hit me, and it's not possible to do that by my understanding, by my work. I will never put myself in harm's way. I will never put myself in an uncomfortable position. I will never put myself in a position of deprivation. I will never go along with anything I don't think is good or right. It's not possible by my mind to be an instrument of God's love.
Remember what was the basis for these gates, the gates of good and evil. I mean, the gates of impurity. Gates of good. Is the understanding, the completeness of the understanding, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, thy soul, and thy mind. And then it says, and thy neighbor is thyself. Now think about what that means. A little while later, so you can't be as a disciple unless you hate yourself. No man cometh to me except he hate his mother, his father, his sister, his brother, his wife, and children, yea, and his own wife also. Life also. And wife double. that was put in. That was another Gary scripture. You want that? Stop a minute. You wonder why? Can you understand why marriages can't work after the flesh? It can't work because you're trying to love them, but what you're really trying to do is charm them or use them into becoming an instrument for your own self-realization. You understand that? You think your wife did it, but you understand you were doing it. Does everybody understand that? Because you see something that you think will complete you. That's what you're looking for.
Solution to the problem.
But the issue, see, that longing is right. The longing for it is the longing of the mystery of the bride. But we make it an instrument instead of self-realization, just like because of the fall. So therefore, you become a Christian, and then you have you're the lamb with the little horns, but you're still speaking with the mouth of the dragon. Go to Revelation 13. God, I didn't want to go into this today. What's going on? This really pissed everybody off. I wanted to wait a few days before I did this. I wanted to prolong my death. Delay my death. I was trying to charm the scriptures. That's what I try to do. I admit it. When I sit and try to figure out what I'm going to talk about, that's what I do. So what I end up doing is, all I end up doing is, then I try to prove something. That's why I got all those notes, because I tried to prove something that would work for me. Nothing does. Nothing did. And the things that I could, that I was good at, that I could do, which I, my mind would say, ha-ha! Ha-ha! That's my office in the body of Christ, because it's something I can do. Hi, come on in, Daryl. You going to sit in for Bible study in a minute?
I
didn't
leave
the stuff.
Did
you get the money?
Let me take credit, yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, there's no interruption. That's all right. We knew you were coming. Wait, shut up. Just shut up, John. You've been hanging around Joyce Sanna too much. I'm going to call, what's his name, in a minute, see if we can get a free battery. Yeah. I don't think if he's there yet. What?
He's not there yet.
But we, can you, if you're good enough to but go take care of this for a minute. Huh? No, I know, but what are you going to do with the jumper cables right now then?
I'll come back.
Oh. You, we're going to try to get you a battery this morning, okay? All right. And then if we can't get it, then we've raised some money for you, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I've been
talking
with Austin over the phone.
Okay. So but you got a ride to work or anything? Do you have a ride to work now?
No, not exactly, but he said go ahead and take care of the situation and just take off today. I think it could be considered we're ready to go in now.
Well, here. I'm here to want to hear this. Okay, go to John chapter 8. Oh, I didn't finish me. I was thinking there was something here. Not, shut up. Revelation 13. I can't what? What did you just say?
You can't talk to her that way.
Right. Here, kitty. We're now in Revelation 13. We're going back to John in a minute. Just shut up, all of you. I'm confused. Okay, remember we talked about Revelation 13 where we saw the beast coming out of the sea and he had the 13 horns, and I mean the 10 horns and the heads and all that. 7 heads with 10 crowns. That was the 70 elders on your head that tell you what to do and tell you all the lies. Okay, that's all men. The Antichrist. Then, verse 11. Was that guy. And all that, verse 8. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints, because it's only with that understanding that you have the patience and faith of the saints. The only way you can possibly understand what I teach is to understand that you are fundamentally evil. And even your attempts to understand God have been corrupted because you try to do it with your mind. And then he says, he's looked and he saw this all men, one at a time, if you will, coming out of the sea, and it's this beast instead of the man. That would have shocked him. Now watch. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns, and like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. He has two horns as the lamb. Now he's the Christian. Now he's the religious guy. But he's still speaking with the voice of the dragon. Let this go deep inside you, or you won't understand the scriptures. And he exerciseth all power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. Everything about your activity, everything about your religious activity, is to cause you to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. You worship, meaning giving breath to, you're giving now breath to the first beast, you, the Antichrist, who was healed. Okay? You're giving the thing as a lamb, but you're speaking with the voice of the dragon, because you're still using the lamb's image to cause self-realization. What can this do for me? How can I benefit from this? That's why the only people that will ever hear this and understand the mystery of God, the only people that have ever understood it from the beginning of the world, are the failures. The ones whose life is screwed up, the ones whose everything falls apart. Now, listen to what Jesus said. This is to the Jews that believed on him in John 8:44. I can't believe we have to go back to first grade here. Okay, in John 8:31, in this section of what he's speaking, says, "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him." And then this whole, and you can check this out if you want to. You go through it, and it says, he's still speaking these. Verse 44. He said, or verse 43, "Why do you not understand my word, or my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word." It's impossible to hear the word of God without having you die to yourself completely, so that there is no thing left by which you will gain self-realization or attempt to gain self-realization from the mystery of God. It can't make you have a better marriage. It can't make you have better children. It can't make you a nicer person. It can't make you better at work. It's all gone. It can't fix you in any way. That's why all the Christian drug centers are such failures. That's why, the percentage of Christians that get divorces is higher than the general public. I'm sure most of you understand why, because the percentages, you prove it in this room. Now, listen to what he said. "Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. You are of your father the devil, and the lust or the wants of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh, it's a lie." He's speaking a lie because he's speaking from his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of it. Okay. Can we go? You understand that the human race, each one of us, is born into this mystery of sorcery. That's why, from the beginning of time, the legends and the myths of every culture has the sorcerer. That's because they can look to him to try to see an image of themselves of how they can gain power from him. You understand? That's why people came to see me. You remember all those people that thought I had, who are you? Bojo still is convinced that something is so weird about me that I make compasses spin.
And
mare sweat, and mosquitoes don't bite me, and I don't like garlic. But don't you see why you're so, why the Scorpion King is going to make $50 million this weekend? Why? Because why do people like it? They like it because it conforms to the lies of the beast and all his counselors. That's why you like or don't like. Am I getting to you?
Way back to the beginning, Adam was told to name to Joseph. His whole name, really, God waited to see what he would name over.
Yeah, he named him. Remember, the fall couldn't happen until he named the name. Once he named something, then the naming of it without him going, returning to this dependency issue, produces the desire for control.
All I was saying was that I'd probably say something that's good, something that's bad.
That's part of
the whole
right.
genre of fantasy, that, you know, where a sorcerer, the person who finds out the true name of something is, you know, so the more we can name things, the more we're in control of it. It's just, you know,
but just think of what Christians do. They use the name of Jesus as the mantra to get good stuff, to fix themselves. Yeah, I mean, that's what those guys are just, you know, they're just shaman or sorcerers. But so are we. That's why I keep telling you, the only reason that, you know, God let all his televangelists and those idiots come to power in the religious world, and so we could see ourselves clearly. So we could see who the lamb is, who has the horn. Can't you see how even your attempts to go to Bible study and learn about God, the hell is that? That's all you just got. The lamb has grown. I mean, the beast is now coming out as the lamb, but he's got the horns, and he's still speaking with the voice of the dragon, because he's still causing or trying to cause each one, each person, each religious person in the world. It doesn't matter what religion it is. It could be Buddhism or Islam or anything. He's causing every man in the world to speak with the voice of the lamb, trying to be nice, trying to get it right, but he's still speaking with the voice of the dragon, because he is causing all men to worship the first beast, the one whose deadly wound was healed. Every man is trying to worship the revelation of himself, the self-realization. If you can't confess that is one of the gates, now, even at the gates of impurity, then you'll never understand it, any of this. That's why there is only these set times of the Lord, because the set times of the Lord in the calendar year create, they cause us to go to the scriptures for our set times. And in that hope and prayer that we will see the futility and emptiness. That's why the whole Megillah, remember? We start out with the book of Ruth, the book of Esther. No, God isn't even mentioned. And we have, we won't go through all that. Anyway, all of it, but the last part of it, from after Ruth, then is the fast of Ab, where we have to read Lamentations and Woe. And then the Feast of Tabernacles, in which we have to read and understand that everything is futile and empty, even me, especially me. Especially even my attempts to understand God, all is vanity. That's why there has to be a new creation, something new, something in you that he has placed, and that you then are empowered now to become the children of God. But the empowerment only comes after you've abandoned yourself. Dwell upon the earth, are worshiping that first beast. Except those whose names are written in the book of life. If any man have an ear to hear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. Can't understand what that scripture is, means. You ought to hear the commentaries when people write about the book of Revelation. It's all future. It's all dispensationalism. This is going to happen somewhere in the future. Don't you understand? That's why we need each other. Left alone. That's why when you sit back in your quietness and try to figure things out and do it, and it's just sorcery. That's why we must exhort one another daily while it is still called a day. We must prefer, you love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, and your neighbor as yourself. What it means is, we never got to that, I'll close with that. You love your neighbor now as you used to love yourself. You prefer someone else's interests more than your own. It has to come around. It has to be people you don't like, otherwise you. So I don't like anybody. You really understand this stuff? You understand how deep and how easy you become a sorcerer again? That's giving breath. You're still worshiping the one that was wounded from the deadly head wound. You don't understand it. You are the Antichrist, each one of us. That's why we must run to the cross. That's why only the cross is preached. That's why, you know, I'll lay it in line. This is why Wendy left. I mean, because we had a confrontation months before even they were going to have marriage. And I went through some of this stuff with her, and it just blew her mind so much she wouldn't even look at me from then on. And then she took Doug with her.
There's no cure.
No. That's why, how many times? At least three times, everyone left Paul. Everyone. I'm surprised there's even one person that believes. You can't believe it without your death. You can't see it without your death. Without you, there's absolutely nothing that you will gain from. The moment you try to gain anything from it, then you know you're worried. You know, even to understand it, because I didn't understand this. This didn't come by study or trying to. It came. So when as I told you before, when I'm searching the scriptures, I don't search it to learn anything. I already know. I search it to have another witness, so that out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, every truth is established. Some of you look like you've been hit with an atomic bomb. Is that?
I was sitting over here trying to think of a word that didn't have a charge on it. I had gotten to not thinking, cat and dog, but even they have a charge, fish even.
Well, that's the whole point. That's why, that's the risk. Do you remember we studied this 20 years ago? Almost these exact words. And we talked about the risk that God took when he allowed Adam to name. But he had to allow Adam to name in order that there would be the possibility of fellowship with him. Because he had to be able to name and go out and do it all and mess around and get everything all wrong and screwed up and then finally come to empty. I have no rights. I have no nothing. I'm nothing. I have no right even to speak in the name of God. Let's, for a second, just assume that we're right on this, that I'm right on what he taught this morning. Can you understand how important it is that we be faithful to it? Each one of us has to believe we're the only one in the world that God has chosen for this mystery. And that somehow, by your life, and not just your words, by your life, you must show forth that you would truly be an expression of Him in the earth. But you know, it has no meaning. You can't do it for me or because of me. You have to do it. There has to be this understanding that comes from really in the horror of great darkness, where my God, you know, I'm so bad. I know I'm going to hell anyway. And then comes your death. Remember what Luther said? What's your response? When everything is wrong, you stand with Him at the cross and say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And then you wait. And that's the patience and the faith of the saints. And if there is no resurrection, that's what the chapter 15 of Corinthians is about, which people never understand either. If there is no resurrection, then I'm a fool. But he's not talking about the resurrection back then or the one that's going to come in the future. He's talking about the resurrection now. If I've understood the depth of my own evil and I have said no to it all, because there's nothing that I wouldn't say no to, everything is gone, then I can't even survive unless there is a resurrection. Everybody understand that? Mm-hmm. What are you thinking, Glenn?
I was thinking how good it sounds. I don't know why. He just really clear.
Because you have ears to hear. That's why
I did have one comment. I did have a little bit of resentment. That maybe you're talking about the producer, Kevin Mitchell, and I know him very well. If I would have stayed in Hollywood, I'd go that down.
And I could have been President of the United States.
I really do, though. I saw him do an interview on him, and I had this weirdest feeling. I'm looking at this guy my age. I totally know. And he's like, you know, 36 years old, and you know,
now you know. Yeah, but that was my life. It was the same kind of thing. I know all those guys. I could have been better than they are. But then I said, my God.
He probably goes to the Kabbalah Center.
Yeah, all those guys go to the Kabbalah. Wait till we do the expose in the Kabbalah Center. Michael? And comment? Kevin?
Just thinking how even the thought of dying to yourself, there's a part of you that says, well,
I'll gain from that.
And I want to be a martyr.
Yeah. That's why you must die daily. It doesn't mean once a day. It means every time you become the subject of your sentence.
Try that.
I love it when Wendy says, well, you preach the cross too much, though. You don't preach the life. No. Dumb bitch. You should have been at that conversation.
Now, God won't share His glory with Christ. That's like not even a little place, no place, not even a thought of it. It's like if the cross completed, nothing.
That's right. That's why the people say, well, there's a proverb that says that you should hide His word in your heart. So that means everybody should memorize Scripture. Well, that's just more BS. I mean, it's trying to gain something. you hide the, you know the word is in your heart because Christ is the word of God and he is your life. And he's hidden until the time of the Father. And finally, he finds a few that lay it to the heart to hear because they've died to self. You know my mother. When I first became a believer, I'd go home and we'd have these Bible studies with her. She was just totally intrigued at first, and so I started going, "See, Mom," she said, "you're the sorcerer that I'm the son of." I think she knew it was true, and that's probably why she never wanted to come here.
Well, I was up this morning, it came clear to me the meaning of the dream. So many people have, and I've certainly had all my life about it. In the dream, I realized that there's a final tomorrow. I haven't attended the course the entire semester. I had to, like, cram and try to get ready for the final.
Yeah. Everybody has that kind of
thing.
Consider the possibility that everything you've ever learned and everything you've ever thought, everything you thought was right, was wrong. All right, take it, big guy. Yeah, poor Dale comes in to get his battery cable taken care of, and he gets this. We'll see if we can get a battery to return. Just let me call him. Would you call?
Yeah. What is it? A top post, side post? What kind of
what was that? What's in there right now?
No, is it a top, the, are the posts on top or on the side?
Oh.